Welcome to the wrestling show that's not just for wrestling fans. This is Smark and Friends on lovewrestling.ca. My name is Zach and I'll be your host. This is week two of ringing in the Montreal Fringe Festival, which starts in a few short weeks on June 9th here in the city. Last week, we welcomed artist Valerie Boisvert of the Loose Cannons Theatre Company to discuss Down the Rabbit Hole and did a little bit of a wrestling watch-along with footage provided by Nation Extreme Wrestling out of Vancouver. Today, it's kind of the same flavor. I'm welcoming another Fringe artist. He is a musician and comedian. His name is Leland Beckman, and he's got a Fringe show and Evening with Leland Beckman coming up, and also the launch of his comedy record, Oral Turpitude, all on the horizon. So we're going to be discussing all of that, and we are going to be doing a wrestling watch-along with footage provided by Lucha Libre and Laughs out of Denver, Colorado. But before we get to that, got to thank the good people who keep the lights on here at Love Wrestling. I'm, of course, talking about Manscaped, because support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. So join the over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. Head on over to manscaped.com. Use our promo code LOVEWRESTLING. You're going to get 20% off your order, and you're going to get free shipping wherever you are in the world. How cool is that? Manscaped.com, promo code LOVEWRESTLING. Your balls will thank you. Be right back after this message.
Hello, friends. Spencer Love here to interrupt your drive time commuter, your regularly scheduled podcast listen to tell you about Love Wrestling, the brand new destination to find out more about what you love in the squared circle. We've got previews, reviews, breaking news, interviews, opinion pieces, features, and more all under one convenient location. Head to lovewrestling.ca, youtube.com/lovewrestlingca, or your preferred podcast player of choice, because you want to check out what you love about pro wrestling.
And we are back. Joining me today, he's been on CBC, he's done The Nasty Show for Just for Laughs, and his debut album, I want to make sure I pronounce this right, Oral Turpitude, launches this June. Mr. Leland Beckman, how are you, friend?
Good. Good, Zach. How are you doing?
Doing good. Did I get that right, Oral Turpitude?
Oral Turpitude.
Turpitude. I am sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
It's one not of those your things. It's a bad pun, you know. You ever heard the phrase moral turpitude? It's like an old-fashioned reason for getting a divorce. It's like a legal term or something.
Okay.
So this is oral turpitude, you know, turpitude. Hearing bad things, basically.
Great name. Like, I'm reading it as it's pronounced. I don't know why turpitude came to mind. My mind. Like, it's the weather. I'm going to blame the weather on this.
There's a moon tide going on. It's all hazy here. It's hard to get thinking straight myself, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. It's been the nicer weather, first bit of nice weather we've had all year during this week in Montreal, but like I'm at wit's end with how high it has been. I hear you have a co-host with you.
Yes, my little dog Midnight is trying to get up here. Do you want to come up?
Oh,
come on. There we go.
Oh, what a cutie. Midnight.
He's about he's almost 2 years old coming up.
adorable. Like I said before we went on air, my cat's likely to jump on and sabotage the stream at some point, so at some point our pets will be acquainted with one another. The Fringe Festival, it's something of a sprint, so I'm wondering how an evening with Leland Beckman is coming along.
Yeah, it's good. It's like, so, you know, I play these songs, I sing and I play bass. And I play these songs at comedy shows normally. And I've been doing it for about 10 years or so, maybe a bit more. And, you know, I've built up a little repertoire of songs. And so this is my like little comedy special where I just play a bunch of songs and do a little talking in between, maybe tell some stories and just have a real intimate evening. With me. Midnight won't be there. It's a little R-rated. He's still too young.
Is the music coming for an evening with Leland Beckman coming exclusively from Oral Turpitude?
Yes. So this is my sort of release party as well. So got the awesome album coming out. It's out for like pre-order right now. And this, when the first night of the Fringe show will be the big release party. So yeah, all the songs will be from that record. There's 10 songs on the record. I don't know if I'll do all of them. I got to still kind of sort out some of the details of the show here. We got about a month to go.
Sure.
But yeah, everything from that record.
There's got to be room for the stand-up, for the storytelling, and for everything else on an evening.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, as we often do on this show, we're going to jump into our wrestling watch-along. I'm, of course, going to pick your brain even further about the album, about the show. But before we do, I'm just wondering, do you watch wrestling? Have you ever been a wrestling fan yourself?
I do not watch wrestling. I have good friends who do, and like a lot of stand-up comics are really into it, especially my buddy Walter Ling, who I think just this weekend he was producing a show with Mick Foley. You know,
yeah.
He does speaking tours. So Walter was hosting a show down at Cafe Cleopatra with him. He's obsessed with wrestling, but I just can't. I have never been able to get into it since maybe when I was a kid. But I think the acting is all too much, I think, for me. But I can see the appeal.
For sure. Walter's a great dude, man. I've had him on the show. I've rubbed shoulders with him he did the WrestleMania party at Champs Sports Bar this year.
Walter's great. We host a show together sometimes called Night Fight. And it's like a late night talk show. He's the host and I'm the musical sidekick guy. And, we've had the Green Phantom on a bunch.
Another great awesome. Dude. Another friend of the show. Very cool. So, let me just tell you a little bit about the match that we're going to be watching during this little watch-along episode. It's from a promotion that I think would fit very well in a fringe festival of sorts. They got a total fringe vibe. They bring the world of pro wrestling and stand-up comedy together. This is Lucha Libre and Laughs out of Denver, Colorado. Thank you to Triple L, who are providing the footage of this match, where former tag team champion Hoodie Howlett will be facing off with indie wrestling's weapon of sass destruction, Effie. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this episode and you want to watch this match along with Leland and I hope you do, please head over to YouTube and find Hoodie Howlett versus Effie from Lucha Libre and Laughs. And subscribe while you're there because they've got a lot of great content on that channel. So pause this podcast and come on back to us if you want to watch along. Are you ready? Good. We are going to click play on go. Leland, are you ready?
I'll never be more ready than I am right now.
Right answer. Here we go. We're going to click play on go. 3, 2, 1, go. There we go.
So this is not WWE. This is some more indie style wrestling, I think, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We like to work with independent promotions on this show just because, you know, we want permission to use their footage and, you know, as of yet, WWE has yet to pick up our calls.
Okay. you don't have a direct line to Vince McMahon I heard he retired or he sold it or something.
No. That man will never retire. He'll die in the chair, I'm sure of it. There's some speculation here and there about the WWE might sell at some point, but you know, that's all like speculation. Now here comes Effie.
Who is this? Come in.
This is Effie.
Effie.
Yeah. Coming out to goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Okay, he's got a glam rock thing going on here.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Pink and punk and some sexuality.
Oh, 100%. Effie is known for is a promoter in their own right. Around WrestleMania season, like, you know, a lot of indies pop up around the wherever the WrestleMania happens. Oh, big kick right there. And he hosts Effie's Big Gay Brunch, which is always a huge hit.
Okay. So he's a gay wrestler, and he uses that as does he weaponize his gayness? I think I'm seeing a little bit here.
To an extent, yeah. Like, you know, it's certainly not as dated as you might see in like the 90s, where it was really more gay panic and whatnot. Like, this is just, you know, it's just part of his offense.
Okay. Just using every part of the body.
Absolutely. Right now he's stepping out of the ring. Now, what gives this show like the whole Fringe vibe is, you know, they got the microphone standing up there. We're not going to be able to hear it just because of the volume we're listening to. But they've got the commentators who are, stand-up comedians in their own right. The audience can hear the commentators. And, you know, the mic is there for the talent to throw jabs at one another verbally.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, he's calling out Hoodie because at the last show, Effie defeated his tag team partner, and it involved a lot of brawling out in the audience. So he's calling Hoodie to come fight in the audience to revisit that little bit there.
Now, who is this bearish gentleman he's fighting here?
That's Hoodie Howlett. It's not a talent I'm particularly familiar with, but they are formidable because they are the one half of the former tag team champions of Lucha Libre and Laughs.
Okay.
But Hoodie is not coming out. He's telling Effie, you've got to get in the ring with me.
Oh, okay, he's saying, come out of the ring. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Exactly. They're having a... They're trying to decide where they're going to fight exactly.
The ring seems like the logical spot. I think I'm with Hoodie here. You might as well... You got it all set up here. It takes a lot of effort to set those things up.
Yeah, it'd be just rude to, like, the ring crew to, like, you know, not compete after they put all that effort in setting up the posts and the canvas and all that.
Oh, here we go.
Irish whip. Once again, Effie to the outside. Now, you've done Just for Laughs. You did the Nasty Show. Is this your first Fringe Festival?
This is not. My first Fringe was, I forget how long ago now, but it was quite a few years ago. And I did a show with the comedian Deanne Smith, and it was called Horrible Things. So she did stand-up, and I did some of my my more horrible songs. And we had audience participation where we asked them to submit, you know, anonymously their most horrible thing that they've ever done, and we read them on stage, so... It was a fun introduction to Fringe, and I've done it a couple times since. Once with Walter, we did a night fight Fringe run.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. But this is my first time, like, solo, just me. So I'm out there on my own, no one in the ring with me here. So
calling it all by yourself in there. So when I was doing my research to have this chat with you tonight, the first thing I came across was, hello, I'm nervous, which, you know, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say some of the stuff that's in this song on this podcast. I should have cleared that with my boss. Really funny song.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think that was like, yeah, I think that one's called My Dick Is Too Big.
That's the one. Okay, yeah, I was going by like the video title.
Yeah. Last summer at Off JFL, they have sort of like the side festival,
right,
that runs at the same time as Just for Laughs, and yeah, Walter again was on that same show, our wrestling friend, but yeah, I, you know, for that particular performance, you know, sometimes, like, often I like to, like, sort of play up a little bit. I'm feeling a bit nervous, you know, I do a little act that I'm like, I'm worried I'm going to be offending people, you know, it's a concern. and I did a little too good that show. And I was getting like sympathy claps and like a nice like mom in the front row is like, you can do it, it's okay. Sometimes I think I could be a wrestler. I think I have some acting chops. I could do some of this stuff, but I've been told you have to start, you know, when you're younger, and kind of, I think I'm too old to get in the game.
Well, I mean, if you're willing to learn to fall, you know, there's always room for a personality out there who can speak for maybe a wrestler who doesn't have the vocal chops yet.
Have you ever tried getting in the ring yourself?
Oh my goodness, no. Absolutely not. I sometimes, like, I'll be like, oh man, I wish if I could do it again, maybe I would have like considered going to a wrestling school earlier on. But then I watch like some sadistic match where one of the wrestlers is like twisting the other guy's fingers in ways that there's no way to, I don't like using the F word here, but to fake, like, they are twisting the fingers. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm fine with my life choices. I'm fine, safely behind the microphone of my humble little podcast over here.
Yeah, there's room for every aspect here.
Absolutely.
So he has now convinced Hoodie to leave the ring, it seems.
Yep. Yeah, they've been brawling out for a little bit. Evie had a nice dive, and now they're chopping each other at the ringside. I like how they have this set up here at the this is the Oriental Theater out of Denver, Colorado. They've got the ring up on a stage, and also, oh my goodness, throws Effie right through the chairs.
Oh boy. Midnight, come
on. Midnight causing you problems.
Okay, he's feeling pain here. Those chairs weren't soft.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You'll find on like the independent level, like you know, respect to the athletes of WWE, they've earned everything that they have right now. But a lot of these guys on the indie level, they have to go a little extra mile to get noticed, to get their clips shared on social media and things like that. And often, man, they're taking some wild bumps. They're getting thrown into the chairs. They're getting thrown off of off the ring through tables. But Hoodie's got a chair now, and he's bringing it into the ring.
Oh, boy.
Effie kicks the rope as Hoodie was straddling it. Bit of a low blow there. You've described oral turpitude. It's 10 songs recorded with, these are your words that I'm pulling off of your Bandcamp, by the way, or your Twitter, perhaps. Super talented and perverted musicians. Who are you working with on this one?
Yeah, they only agreed to participate on the condition of anonymity. So they have not,
okay.
They have not given me permission to share their names.
Understood.
Some of the best studio musicians in the city. We did it down at Serotonin Studios, which is down in Griffintown. And you know, musicians that I was playing with, they play in Jazz Fest. They've toured, you know, musicals and around the world. And, you know, they're some of the best, but you know, they're just too high profile. You know, to like sully their name by being associated with me. So.
I think someone with a keen ear and well versed in the Montreal music scene might recognize a voice or two.
Maybe you'll have to listen. Yeah, you know, there's saxophone. You know, there's guitar and drums, and me on the bass, and even some you know. Very beautiful women doing some backup vocals.
Beta Cuck. Really,
yeah.
I gave that a listen. Very funny stuff.
Beta Cuck, yeah. I hope that people know what Beta Cuck is. I think people know what that phrase is.
I don't think there'll be many that that song goes over the head with. I think that people will be well versed in the nomenclature.
If they haven't heard it before, they'll know what it means by the end of the song.
Yeah, an evening with Leland Beckman is also an educational experience.
I like to think so. I, you know, it's good for the world to know what's going on in the darker corners of the sexual landscape. So, you know, I do my part.
Well, speaking of the sexual landscape, it looks like Effie's got Hoodie by the nipples.
He doesn't seem very fazed by it. He's got iron nipples, it seems.
Oh. Or it's like a Kelvar vest exclusively for purple nurples.
Yeah, he's got some Kevlar pasties, yeah.
Oh, but there we go.
Here we go.
Now he's biting them. Oh. Oh, we got a cover. Shit. One, two. Now I'm putting you on the spot as someone who doesn't watch wrestling. What do you call, well, that move, the one he just did?
That's the taint gobbler, I think.
The Tame Gobbler. Oh, Effie, if you happen to be watching, I think that's as good a name for it as any.
Yeah, he's welcome to it. I don't mind.
Oh, classic.
I have come to see wrestling here in Montreal once or twice. Once was at Fofoon to see some... What's the outfit that does it there?
That was probably Battle War.
Battle War, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a great organization.
And
probably IWS.
Twiggy, I think was there, the little skinny guy.
Bit of a local legend.
Yeah. I've seen him do comedy too. He's a great guy.
Right on. Yeah, some people at the Montreal Improv knew Twiggy for like both worlds, both comedy and for pro wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a good improv comedian, James. And I have not seen IWS. I've seen lots of, you know, photos and stuff and videos online from Green Phantom sharing stuff. But the other show I saw was, it's like a feminist commune wrestling stuff. I forget.
You saw that out here?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's in Montreal. And
no.
It was like this sort of underground women's wrestling, mostly women wrestling. And it was like a sci-fi theme where aliens and futuristic environmentalists. It's like, I wish I could remember the name of it now, but yeah.
I'm not familiar with it, but that sounds awesome. Effie, yeah, with a blockbuster. Ah, two count. But no, maybe that was like a touring show. Maybe it was something from abroad.
Maybe it was Circle Square or something like that. Anyway.
Man, if it's local, I feel like I have a real lapse in my local wrestling knowledge.
It's local. Yeah, it was local. They had this little underground space right down like Ontario and Saint Denis, and they set up a ring in there, and yeah, it was a real interesting crowd. Yeah, I think it was Squared Circle, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, Hoodie and Effie are fighting tooth and nail, trying to get the advantage, trying to pick up the win. We're coming towards the end of the match. Who do you think's going to pick up the W here?
I think it's got to be Effie. He's got all the moves. He's got the battle wounds here. He seems like he's got the stamina, and he's the showcase guy here. I feel like everyone's rooting for him.
He is certainly the draw. He was I don't believe he's from Denver, Colorado. No, he's from Tallahassee. And yeah, they brought him in from out of town.
Oh boy.
Speaking of sexualizing your offense.
That's not just a pink cobbler. Oh, now he's got the ref. Oh shit.
The ref
goes down, then there's chance for mischievous here. For mischief here. Oh, yeah.
He called it. Hoodie's got that chair again. Oh!
Oh.
Punch to the chair into Effie's face. Something akin to a rock bottom.
He's got it.
One.
Oh!
And there it is. Yeah. When I picked this match, I made the exact same call as you. I thought this was Effie's match to win, but Hoodie gets a landmark win over indie sensation. And, you know, emerging legend, dare I say, Effie.
Emerging from his spandex there.
He's got a bit of a cut on his head. I don't know whether that was by design or just landed on the chair wrong. But yeah,
he can still walk off. Okay, so the local guy wins. He gets to hold his head high. That's good.
Yeah, again, a good win for him, and avenging his tag team partner on the previous show. Mm. Well done, Hoodie.
He's a little less. I feel like he could work on his character more or something. He's got, well, we couldn't hear what he's saying, so maybe he's got some some shows.
Yeah. And admittedly, not a wrestler I'm quite familiar with just yet. I love just hearing the audibles from the commentary team. Just, no, it's not fucking funny. Too good. Leland, what did you think of the match?
Yeah, it was shorter than I thought it was. Some raw athleticism, obviously.
There's a stellar review. It was shorter than I thought it was. We'll put that on cagematch.net for the reviews. Oh, marvelous.
Yeah, breeze by. Maybe it's because I was just talking about myself the whole time. So maybe that's why.
Does it awaken anything for wanting to go visit more independent wrestling here in the Montreal scene?
I don't know. That Tank Gobbler awakened something in me. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's what you're talking about, but there's something going on down there.
Dude, thank you so much for taking the time to watch this match with me and speak to me about oral turpitude and an evening with Leland Beckman. Much appreciated. Before I let you go, please let the audience know where to follow you on social media and all those important dates and whatnot.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You know, Leland Beckman is my name on most of those places. And yeah, check out my album on Bandcamp. You know, that's a good sort of platform for indie musicians. And starting on June 10th, you know, that's the start of my show on Fringe in Montreal. We're at Petit Campus, 6 nights over that week. And come buy the album. It comes with a download. You know, you can download it on your computer. And you can pre-order it now, so you can get a little taste, get a little something something first, and then on June 10th it'll be on Spotify. The full album will be released everywhere you can buy music.
Marvelous. Thank you very much, man.
Take care.
That was Leland Beckman joining me to talk the Montreal Fringe Festival, to talk about his comedy record, Oral Turpitude, coming out on June 9th, and of course, joining me for a pro wrestling watch-along. If you're in the Montreal area, be sure to check out an evening with Leland Beckman. It's going to be an absolute blast. And if you're abroad, be sure to head over to Bandcamp and pre-order Oral Turpitude, launching on June 9th. All those links to tickets and Bandcamp will be in the episode description just below. Like I said last week, if you're in the Montreal area and you're an emerging artist, do yourself a favor and volunteer for the Montreal Fringe. I've done it myself. It's an absolute blast. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot of hard work, but it's also like a great opportunity to make connections, meet some great people, take in some great theater, and have an absolute blast doing it. Can't recommend it enough. Please consider volunteering for the Montreal Fringe. And also, shout out to Lucha Libre and Laughs, Nick Gossert, the promoter over there. He was kind enough to let us watch a little wrestling footage from his fine company. Head on over to their YouTube channel, subscribe. They're already always dropping great content. And also, if you had a few weeks back on this particular show, on the Smart Convince show, I spoke with Nick Gossert and talked about all about wrestling and comedy and how those worlds collide in Triple L out of Denver, Colorado. If you like what you heard, please follow me on social media. You can follow the show at Smark and Friends on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow my personal account on Twitter at SmarkMouth, on Instagram at Smark.Mouth, and of course you can follow at LoveWrestlingCA on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. If you really like the show, then hey, head on over to ratethispodcast.com/LoveWrestlingCA. You're not just going to be rating the Smark and Friends show, you're also going to be rating Power Out, NXT, Friend and Foe with Cody DeFoe, Spencer Love interviews, all that fine content being created very proudly here at LoveWrestling.ca. Thanks for watching Wrestling with Leland and I. We're going to be back next week. Till then, friends.